he hit me and I called the police out and they had to come and get him and he ran away. And the social services stepped in and said that if I let him back in the house, how am I supposed to protect my son from him?
You're absolutely right.
I had to let him know that he couldn't come back.
Right.
But you know what it is? When you trust someone and you love someone and he promises to pay you, I mean, isn't that what a relationship's all about, where you're supposed to hopefully believe that the person's going to come through every time they promise you something?
If you let him go and let him go and let him go and he doesn't pay and you let it go and you let it go because you're hoping things are going to turn around, there comes a point where he doesn't believe and has no sense of his responsibility. And what you did was, according to your complaint, you said to him, we'll straighten out when you get your act together. He's never going to get his act together unless he gets back on therapy and back on his medication. Do you understand? It's not going to happen. So unfortunately, your credit may be ruined. But you have to notify the lending company to repossess the truck. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $745.
Thank you. My exact excuse, you may step out. Just wait where you are.
He owes me money. He's not paying child support. I don't see why he should be able to come see his son.
You can't say that. That's my son, you know.
He punched holes in the walls, and watching someone do that on a daily basis, you don't think that's abuse?
She's trying to change me. She's trying to mold me.
It's not like I'm telling him he needs to change. He was needing help because he had problems, issues, of course.
She's psycho.
He's done, you know, damage to last quite a long time.
We start arguing. I would try to walk away into a different room. But she would follow me right behind me, just like a little bird or something.
He's ruining my life as he speaks.
Is she going to put a hit on me or what? I mean, I don't know.